Hey there, Four States. This is Clark Matthews, and welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner here on KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. And today we have a copy of a new book called Transparent out. And this book, Transparent, is about how to see through the powerful assumptions that control you. It's by David Richardson, and he's calling us today to be with us here on the program. He's the founder of the Assumptions Institute and also its chief executive officer. And second thing we'll mention about him, he spent 30 years on the staff of CRU. And David, tell me if I'm wrong, that's Campus Crusade for Christ, is that right?
Campus Crusade for Christ, absolutely.
Yeah, they changed their name a while back, I believe. And so lots of degrees that he has today, BA in Interdisciplinary Studies from the University of Portland, MA degree in Theological Studies from the International School of Theology, and an MTH degree in Applied Theology. And so lots of degrees he has here. He says he actually grew up in a farming community, a small town. But thanks for being with us today on the program today, David Richardson.
Clark, thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we're glad to talk to you. And it sounds like you probably got an interesting past. One thing I did want to ask about before we kind of jump into the book is the Assumptions Institute. Why did you call it that, and why did you want to make something called the Assumptions Institute?
Well, the Assumptions Institute is a continuation of 20 years of work that I had been doing on the staff of Campus Crusade, working with college and university professors. And one of the things that I've been trying to do for a long time working with professors in major universities is to help those who are Christians to connect their faith to what they do professionally, not just how do you share your faith with your students and your coworkers, but how does God contribute to knowledge in a way that changes what you do in the classroom, in the laboratory, in a major university. How do you bring that Christian way of thinking to bear on what you're doing? And what I discovered after 20 years of trying to solve that problem is the way that you do it is through the power of assumptions. I developed a whole new approach, a whole new method that actually works. I'm using it with professors all in many places now, and they're actually able to bring truth. It's based in God and the Bible, not that you're quoting chapter and verse, but you're bringing that truth directly back into the education system in a way that's relevant and appropriate to a state university. And the way that I do it is using an approach focused on the assumptions that we all make. And so that's where that came from. Developed the method while I was on the staff of Campus Crusade and started the organization focused around this approach, and that's why it's called the Assumptions Institute.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I can see how that would kind of feed into the book here, because it sounds like a lot of the experiences you had there, they led to you wanting to make that institute and then wanting to write a book like this. And so tell us about the book Transparent and what it's all about.
Well, the book Transparent, like I mentioned, is something that originally came out of working with professors and trying to find a way to help them make those connections between their faith and their profession. How does God contribute to knowledge? How does God help you in real ways in your public life, not just your private life, but in your public life? How does he make a difference there? And, you know, for most people, it's, well, I'm a nice guy because I'm a Christian. But, you know, what does God have to do with the chemical equation? Mm-hmm. Or what does God have to do with economics? Or, you know, whatever it is that the person is a teacher of. Most of them cannot make that connection very well. And even if they can, they can't do it in a way that makes much difference in a major university. And so basically what they do is they teach the same course the same way as the atheist when they go to work. And then when they leave the classroom and they step out of their, you know, public life and resume their private role, then they'll talk about their faith all day, every day. But the two worlds typically don't overlap. And, you know, I've been puzzling for years how to help them make that connection. They really couldn't do it. You know, I give them books to read, and I think, well, just read these books, you'll figure it out, and they don't.
Yeah.
Or take them to these conferences and meet these other Christians who's figured it out, and they'll do it, and they don't. After a while, I just realized that they don't have the basic foundation necessary, and short of expecting them to go get a postgraduate degree in the philosophy of religion or something, which none of them are going to do.
Yeah.
They just do the only thing that they know. And so it's either something very, very complex that nobody will ever do, or it's do nothing. And so what do? They do nothing. So I was looking for a simple approach that is transferable, that I can teach the people quickly and easily, to help them make those connections. And after 20 years of being a professional apologetics kind of guy and working in academic circles, I discovered this whole new approach that has never been done before. I've shown this to lots of notable Christian apologists, William Lane Craig, Josh McDowell, Ronnie Zacharias, lots of different people like that I've gotten to know over the years. And you know, they've all endorsed my book because they think this is really a great innovative way of doing things. But the cool thing that I discovered in the process is not only does this work with college professors, but it's simple enough that I can teach it to a middle schooler when they're learning things for the first time and they don't know up from down. They don't know whether this is true or not, whether it comports with who God is and the world that he made and the truth that we find in the Bible, those kinds of things. How does a student figure out these things for themselves? And most students are completely ill-equipped to do that. That's why so many of them walk away from their faith in large numbers by the time they graduate from high school. It's because they don't know how to figure this stuff out for themselves. And this whole approach that I've discovered actually is so simple and practical. It's a phone tablet app that they can carry around with them. And as they're reading a textbook or a web page, or they're listening to a lecture in a classroom or a conversation with their friends, or whether they're watching a TV show or a movie, the message that they're encountering, they can figure out, based on the assumptions under the message, whether that message is true or not, and whether it comports with God's word and God's character or not. And the funny thing is with a little practice, they can do it in about 30 seconds. Wow. It's really easy. And that's what's so powerful about this book, is it's, one, it's practical, but two, it helps get right down to the bottom of thinking about things, especially when most Christians don't know how to figure things out for themselves, apart from, it feels right. Well, the feelings come and they go. But is it true? I don't know. I don't know how to figure that out. That's a critical need in the church today, not only to help leaders connect their faith with what they do in their public life, but to train students so that when they graduate from high school and they go on to university or they go into the military or whatever it is that they do in their adult life, they can connect their faith to what they do in their public life so that it makes a tangible difference there, where they don't lose their faith or where they're not shipwrecked, but in fact they grow and they thrive in their faith and they become an effective ambassador for Christ the rest of their life. And that's what really motivates me in writing this book, is to be able to do those two things, to help adult leaders to lead the way in the culture, not just in the private lives, but out there in whatever it is that they do every day. And at the same time, to equip the next generation to not fall away, but to join the ranks and build the kingdom rather than just holding on to what's left.
And so I think there's a lot of parents out there maybe who have children and, you know, they're in middle school or some age around there. And the parents might feel secure in what they believe to be the truth and solid in their faith. But, you know, maybe they are wondering, how could I make sure my kids are solid as they're going into high school or college or moving on in life? Do you think a book like this could help them to make sure that their kids are solid in the faith?
Absolutely. Because what I do with this book is I lay out the three basic ways that every person on the planet thinks. There are three basic sets of assumptions that people operate from. And I include in my book something I call the critical assumptions test. And that's the thing that's in the app also. And by using the critical assumptions test, you can teach yourself how to think. It's not that it's in depth, but it gives you the basic rails on which to run on so you can quickly discern right from wrong, true from false, to know whether the thing that you're being fed is going to help you grow or whether it's going to poison you. And, for most people who are adults, I understand the truth of God's word and have some appreciation for that, but how do I know whether my students have got it or not? I don't know. You know, because you know, the scripture says in Hebrews 5:14, solid food is for the mature, who because of practice had their senses trained to discuss, to discern good and evil. And it, you know, just because you have Bible input doesn't mean that you immediately can discern good from evil. It's something that requires practice and having your senses trained. And we typically as a church are not so good at training people on how to discern it. And that's what this does. It's a practical, simple tool that you can learn in just a couple of hours and use from the book or from the app, either way. And the book just contains lots and lots of detail on what does that look like, what are these different ways of assuming, and how do I recognize them, and how do I discern whether I've bought into a lot of false stuff and didn't even know it, and then likewise, how do I live it out? There's chapters in the book on science. You know, if you're going to go into science or interested in science, you'll see how assumptions play out there. There's chapters. There's a chapter on social sciences, another one on politics, on government, law, and public policy for Christians that are interested in or involved in those fields. There's something on business. There's a chapter on education. How do assumptions play out in the education world, which, you know, I have a lot of experience in. It's something that could take you much farther than just I'm a nice person because I'm a Christian. But how does God influence those areas of our lives? Because if we as Christians cannot engage in the public square, then we're going to lose the culture. We're going to lose the ability to be able to build the kingdom of God. All we're going to do is just hang on to what little we've got left. And that's not what God's called us to do. He's called us to occupy until he comes. And he's called us to build the kingdom. And there's fewer and fewer of us today that know how to do it. And that's what I'm trying to take a stab at with Transparent is, you know, when you understand the power of assumptions, all of a sudden these complicated things become transparent. You can see right through them. And you can tell quickly whether it's true or not, and then what to do about it.
Well, it definitely sounds like a good investment of time for a book like this. Transparent, again, is the title, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. It's by David W. Richardson, Jr. That's the author here who we're speaking to today. And Dave Richardson, where would you want to send people? I know there's probably some people out there who want to find out more about the book and maybe more about the app that I think you mentioned a couple times as well. Where would you want them to go?
Well, the book is, of course, available through every bookseller. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Books A Million or Amazon or, you know, any of the major booksellers. It's also available through my website, thetransparentbook.com. That's thetransparentbook.com. And you can also download the app directly from your app store, either through Google Play or through the iTunes store, depending on what kind of device you have. You just look for the icon with the big iceberg on it. That's from the cover of the book. And that's where you get it.
Okay. Well, we'll help people go and check that out. Transparent, again, is the name of the book, and it's from Clovercroft Publishing. And so we're just so glad that we got to talk about it today. David Richardson, Jr., that's the author here on the book. And like you said, you can look for the app. It's got the picture of the iceberg there. That's also what's here on the cover of the book. Thank you so much to all of our listeners today for tuning in, and we hope you're with us again next time as we talk to another author about another book. This is Clark Matthews, and that's your Author's Corner for today. Dave Richardson, thanks for being with us on the program.
Thanks, Clark. I really appreciate it.